What's that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas cheering, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out, just my clacking jaws. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is it you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Santa Claus. Hang in my stocking, I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Hey there, who is it, stopping for a visit? You Santa Claus. Oh, Santa, you give me a scare. Now stop teasing, I know you are there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Then I can see old Santa in a keyhole. I'll give to the cops one peek, I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Santa Claus. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could it be growling? My legs feel like straw. My, my, oh me, my, kind of will you reply? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you, Santa Claus? Something spicy tonight. Some zatarins would be alright. I'll give you something sweet, some cookies and milk, and I'll be wearing satin silk. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Well, hello there. It is coffee, tea, Mama D. This is Mama D coming to you from the comfort of her own living room. Okay, of the studios at CKMS FM. Whatever you choose to believe.
Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you one note.
What will the one be?
One the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be so. Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you two oh.
What will
that Merlin white babes call it all in green. No one, the one that's all alone forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you three, oh.
What will the three be?
Three of them are drivers, two of them Merlin white babes call it all in green. No one, the one that's all alone forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you four, oh.
What will the four be?
Four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes clothed all in green. No one, the one that's all alone forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you
all singing 5-0.
What will the 5 be?
5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. No one, the one that's all alone forevermore shall be. So, Carmen, I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 6-0.
What will the 6 be?
6 of sick pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. No one, the one that's all alone forevermore shall be. So, come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 7-0.
What will the 7 be?
7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one that's all alone forevermore shall be so. And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 8-0.
What will the 8 be?
8 Gabriel angels, 7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one that's all alone forevermore shall be so. And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 9-0.
What will the 9 be?
9 bright-eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. No, one to one lives all alone forevermore shall be so. And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 10-0.
What will the 10 be?
10 Ten Commandments, 9 bright-eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. One to one lives all alone forevermore shall be so. And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 11-0.
What will the 11 be?
11's 11 straight to heaven, 10 commandments, 9 bright-eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are lady white babes, clothed all in green. No, one to one is all alone forevermore shall be so. And come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 12-0.
What will the 12 be?
12 apostles, 11 led my street to heaven, 10 commandments, 9 bright-eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 senators under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. One to one is all alone forever, more shall be so. One to one is all alone forever, more shall be so.
It is going to be another one of those interesting programs. But first of all, I don't normally say anything about stuff that goes on. But especially about stuff that's going to end up in front of the a court or a judge or, you know. But let me tell you something. This case in Toronto, I think it is, where the father, it seems, beat his daughter to death because she would not wear the hijab. Well, I think I have to weigh in on this. We have just come past a day, a national day of mourning for violence against women. And this man does this in our country. I care what they do to women in other countries. It disturbs me how women in Pakistan are set afire and women in Iran and in Iraq can face stoning and jail sentences for going out of the house without their husband's permission. That there are men in this world that display rifles that they use to kill their wives with, like, like it's some kind of a honored, treasured family heirloom. But in this country, you're not allowed to act that way. In this place, you're not allowed to go, you know what? I don't like what you're doing, and you're my daughter, so I can kill you. You can't do that here. And I very strongly believe that the absolute, complete, and full measure of this law, of our laws, need to be brought to bear. And I believe that this father may never see the light of day again. You cannot kill a woman, in this case a child, for making her own mind up and choosing something different. Oh man, yeah, you know, it makes me so angry. It really, really does. It makes me so angry. But, what can I say? How about this? Andrea Bocelli, I believe.
Thank you.
Okay, I promised that I would talk about a different charity or group throughout the month of Christmas. Anyway, this week I choose Operation Christmas Child. And what they do is they provide Christmas gifts for children in third world and underprivileged countries. Now, this is done through Samaritan's Purse, which is part of the Franklin Graham, Billy Graham group of companies of charities, I suppose is the way. So the first thing that you need is how to pack a shoebox gift. First, you need a shoebox. Now, they suggest to use a sturdy shoebox or a plastic box. Please no larger than 9 by 12 by 5. You can wrap the box and the lid separately, but wrapping is not required. Now, I've done this in the past, and this year I chose to help out a family through my job from a welfare family and children's services, and so basically those are the gifts that I bought this year. But well, I've done this in the past, and I can tell you it's a really rewarding experience. If you buy a plastic box, these people, when they receive one of these gift boxes, they use everything. They are the best recyclers in the world. They recycle everything. So if you send it in a plastic box, this allows the mom of the family to be involved, and it gives her something in which she can store staples like beans or something like that, or can take it to one of the feeding centers in the area and can get, you know, food for her family, and is then able to have something to transport it back to her home with. So that can be something that you can really think about. You can decide on whether or not you're going to give a gift to a boy or a girl. The age groups are 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14. You fill it with gifts. And here are some suggestions. Toys are small cars, balls, dolls, stuffed animals, kazoos, harmonicas, yo-yos, skipping ropes, a small etch-a-sketch, a slinky, school supplies, this is really important, pens, pencils, and sharpeners, crayons, pencil crayons, writing pads, paper, solar calculators, coloring and picture books, hygiene items like a toothbrush, a small bar of soap in a plastic bag, preferably a comb, a washcloth. You can provide hard candy, t-shirts, socks, ball caps, sunglasses, hair clips, toy jewelry, watches, you know, all of these kind of things are a great, great idea for what you can send. Now, it does cost Samaritan's Purse to send these gifts. So if you can also donate $7 or more to cover the shipping and handling for each of these for your shoebox, that is greatly appreciated. There are drop-offs all over. There's one right here in Kitchener and Waterloo. You can call them at 1-800-303-1269 or visit them at samaritanspurse.ca. And you can find information on Operation Christmas Child. I think it's something really worthwhile. I enjoy doing it every time I have in the past. So now here we have What child is this in O Holy Night? Sarah Sleen and the Drifters.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
Sings her lullaby. Joy, joy.
Okay, and we're back. Now, I'm going to read you some of my wonderful, I printed off several pages of Christmas facts. Wow. Ooh, yummy. I'm so glad we've switched to turkey. A traditional Christmas dinner in early England was the head of a fig. The head of a pig. Mama needs more coffee. The head of a pig prepared with mustard.
Yum.
How about this one? According to a survey in 1995, 7 out of 10 British dogs get Christmas gifts from their doting owners. Okay, I buy gifts for my cats, so yeah, it's okay. That's perfectly normal. Okay, have you ever heard of hot cockles? Have you ever wondered what it was? Apparently it was a popular game at Christmas in medieval times. It was a game in which the other players took turns striking the blindfolded player, who had to guess the name of the person delivering each blow. Wow, hot cockles was still a Christmas pastime until the Victorian era. Gee, I wonder where they were hitting them. So mean. Oh dear. And what have I got coming up? Oh dear. El Nino Jesus. Electro Women's Choir. How about this? And Silent Night, Andrea Bocelli.
Thank you.
We are back. How about this? Oh, okay. Here's an interesting one. During the ancient 12-day Christmas celebration, a log burned was called the Yule log, and sometimes a piece of the Yule log would be kept to kindle the fire the following winter to ensure that the good luck carried on from year to year. The Yule log custom was handed down from the Druids. Wow. Wow, here's something interesting. Electric Christmas tree lights were first used in 1895, and the idea for using electric Christmas lights came from an American, Ralph E. Morris. The new lights proved safer than traditional candles. No kidding. Yeah, I think the Puritans forbade the singing of Christmas carols. And on that happy note, I do not forbid the singing of Christmas carols. So here we have Adeste Fidelis, Andrea Bocelli, and the Peace Carol from the Cotters.
Venite, venite in me. Christmas Day.
Did you know, and this really surprises me, Alabama was the first state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday. This tradition began in 1836. Really kind of surprises me because not long ago, somebody called down to Alabama and spoke to someone at the Piggly Wiggly. And the girl at the Piggly Wiggly was asked a series of questions about Canada. Number one was, when do we celebrate Christmas in Canada? And she said, well, I don't know. Seems to me I heard you celebrate your Thanksgiving in October. So I guess that means you celebrate Christmas in November. So yeah, it surprises me that Alabama was... really surprised. Wow. Animal crackers are not really crackers, but cookies that were imported to the United States from England in the late 1800s. Barnum's circus-like boxes were designed with a string handle so that they could be hung on the Christmas tree. So it was not just a food, but an ornament as well. To be put on that Christmas tree lit with candles because cookies burn so good. Oh dear, Mama D's a little whack today. How about this? Ave Maria, Josh Groban.
And
Oh, dear. If traveling in France during the Christmas season, it is interesting to note that different dishes and dining traditions reign in popularity in different parts of the country. In South France, for instance, a Christmas loaf, or pan calendau, is cut crosswise and is eaten only after the first part has been given to a poor person. In Brittany, buckwheat pancakes and sour cream are the most popular main dish. In Alsace, a roasted goose is the preferred entree. In Burgundy, turkey and chestnuts are favored. And in the Paris region, oysters are the favorite holiday dish, followed by a cake shaped like a Yule log. We all refer to that as Bon Noël. Well, folks, that's kind of it for me. And I'm feeling like, what do I want to play? How about, Josh Groban and Faith Hill, The First Noel. And that's it for Mama D. I'll say ciao, Bella. And we'll talk to you next week. And I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'm thinking maybe I'm going to interview somebody at the Humane Society about what we can do to help out the Humane Society during Christmas and maybe make life a little more helpful for the animals that we find. I think about this because last year at Christmas, I found a little kitten which on Boxing Day, which insisted on following me into Zaire's. Because, of course, the Zaire's by my place had the wonderful smell of roasting chicken in the very front. So, I think that's what I'm going to talk about. Anyway, ciao, Bella.
In the east, beyond them far.